ideally, we want to increase the volume of something that big, and that subsidy, just because we want to know how big it is, how voluminous species can be, will go up at a periodic point. We'll stop, we'll keep where it is, see height-wise, and we'll take the compass base. Then we can model three on a computer. So volume, we're talking about 4 or 5% of volume. My guess, for anyone who is lumber conscious, that this tree holds about 2,500 feet of dead trees at the minimum. More probably 4,500 feet of dead. And that's a lot. But there have been pines that were cut, pine cutting this town, Tennessee, in the 1940s, that had 7,000 or 1,301 feet.
Very good.
The one thing that we never do is use fire. So harming trees is not part of what we're about. We documented them, yes. But we measured this tree originally. We measured it in 1997. Bob Mantell paid us a $2,500 impulse laser. And there's really no difference in terms of the weight of
it. I can't see it.
This model, what he has, is what all the other things this whole place does. But we consistently got between 171 and 173 feet per chicken hour. So it might be a little over 172. It's probably the very least about 172. Incidentally, we see tabs in our database of all white pines and blue sticker criteria. We have them all documented here. Over 12 feet, approximately over 12
feet. That's right.
What do you see there, Will?
Lightning strike. Hey, Colby. Colby. Dale.
Yep.
I got a hanger I got to knock out. Another strike on this side.
Hey,
sailing.
this morning.
Jesus, some powerful word. Come up and get some.